I'm with Dr. Jim Bullard. He's the new dean of the Mitch Daniels School of Business at Purdue. And Dr. Bullard, let's talk a little bit about what we were discussing this morning at the Purdue Top Farmer Conference, and that is inflation, interest rates. Obviously, your past position as president of the Federal Reserve Bank, it gives you a unique perspective about where we might be going here in the future. We know what's happened in the past. What does the future look like, and how is it going to impact the folks in this room, the farmers here in Indiana?
Yeah, I think the main story is that inflation was pretty high, as we all know, but is coming down precipitously, especially in the second half of 2023. And so looks pretty good for an immaculate disinflation, unemployment staying low as inflation comes down. Probably means lower interest rates. So for farmers that want to borrow and buy equipment or inputs, that would be a positive news from their perspective.
One thing you mentioned in there, though, and we are seeing this across the industry, whether you're looking at large farm equipment or even just some of the inputs, fertilizer and seed, during that time of inflation, the prices went up. The prices aren't going back down now that we're going through this, what you call the immaculate disinflation. They're still there, and I think that's something that farmers are going to have to continue to face.
Yeah, I'm afraid that when we talk about inflation going away, it means that the prices won't go up anymore or not very fast, and as opposed to the prices actually going back down to the previous levels. I don't think that would happen, so we're going to have to deal with the new price levels at this higher number. And I know that's a source of frustration for many, but that's the reality, I think, here.
You've talked about this term, the immaculate disinflation. Talk about that, what it means, and why this is good news for farmers.
Many prominent economists said that in order to get inflation down, you would have to have a huge recession. And they basically had in mind what happened in the early 1980s when Paul Volcker was the chair of the Fed. Interest rates went to super high levels, and there was a huge recession. Unemployment hit 10.8%. That's what they had in mind for what you would have to do to get this inflation under control. None of that has happened. Instead, the Fed took aggressive action in 2022 especially, and managed to get interest rates high enough and change inflation expectations fast enough to get inflation back down to lower levels, which is where we are today. We're not quite done, not back down to 2%, but on the Fed's favorite measure, about 3.2% inflation right now. So all's going well for the Fed as we speak, and so hopefully we'll have a great 2024.
We are talking here at the beginning of 2024. Let's fast forward. Open up your crystal ball here, Dr. Bullard. Let's talk about early January 2025. Where do you think we'll be with that prime interest rate? What will the Fed do between now and then, or what do you think they should do?
So it looks like inflation's poised to go even lower. So hopefully it would go closer to 2%. That would enable the Fed to lower the policy rate. Wall Street has already priced in a lot of this. They like to anticipate things. So you're already seeing a lower 10-year rate and other rates across the board. So also the real economy seems to continue to do pretty well. Probably some reacceleration in the second half of 2023 that can carry forward into 2024. Labor market data, even today, this morning, looked pretty good. So it looks like we're in good shape for now in 2024.
And Dr. Bullard, last one here from me, coming in, being the new dean here of the Mitch Daniels School of Business, having this robust agriculture college here as well, being here speaking at the Top Farmer Conference, is this something that you can see your experience and working together with the College of Ag to get some of these messages out about the economy and how things work? Is there a good opportunity here for continued collaboration?
Absolutely. I think there'll be a great partnership between the Daniels School and the College of Agriculture, one of the best in the nation, and hopefully will also be one of the best in the nation, and we'll match up with the other great parts of Purdue here. So I'm very optimistic that we can achieve that.